As you approach Gallery One, you'll be met by this really enormous glass door.
Move up close to it and it will open for you. Charles Piper is from the Richmond architectural firm BCWH, which handled the construction of the building. He explains that there's a reason we don't keep the door open all the time.
It has a functional purpose in helping maintain strict environmental conditions in the gallery, temperature and humidity control, because those could actually vary just a little bit more out in the forum space.
As you move inside Gallery One, notice the dramatic shift from the vertical experience of the forum to this horizontal experience. It feels like a sort of compression as you enter and you look ahead. On your right, that wall features clear glass windows that you can usually see through.
What I call the storefront window on the north, it's really quite large. It's not as big as some of the other frosted glass walls in the building, but this storefront window that's really right on the sidewalk on Broad Street is a nod to the retail history of Broad Street. Every passing pedestrian can turn, look in the window, and see what's going on in Gallery One. And even driving by, if you're stopped at the lights, you can see through the window into some really cool stuff that's going on inside the ICA.